is Lavender in conversation with Andy Kenny,
Della
Reeve, and Sean Lewis. How did you first, if you like to take it in terms, how did you first come into contact with No Fit State?
I moved to Cardiff from Aberystwyth, and I had been in Cardiff 2 days, and I saw somebody on the Taff Trail with some juggling clubs, and I said to them, is there anywhere where you can go and meet other jugglers? And he went, I'm just on my way down to a No Fit State workshop, because they were doing Calaf's Quest, the collaboration with the Welsh National Opera. So I kind of tagged along with him and ended up hanging out with No Fit State for several years.
So, Andy, who was it you met on the Taff Trail?
Do you remember?
I do.
The juggler.
He had a really weird name.
Not Tom Rapp, then?
No, it wasn't Tom Rapp. No, he was... something like Quorum or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But,
yeah. So, anyway, so you saw somebody juggling on the Taff Trail 2 days after being in Cardiff.
Yeah.
You were so yourself a juggler, were you?
I was, yeah. So I came along to the workshop, and that's how I first met Ali. And basically from there on in, I ended up being in that project and staying throughout the whole Autogeddon project. And then I ran away.
Right.
I escaped.
So who was teaching in the workshop at the time, and where was that?
Ali was doing it. It was here, actually, in this building.
This building?
Yeah, because it was a collaboration with the Welsh National Opera at the time.
Mm-hmm. So this building is...
It's John Street.
John Street.
When it was the home to the WNO. And one of the main teachers I ended up getting involved with was Kim Tilbrook, who has remained a very good friend ever since, I have to say.
And was Kim here teaching juggling?
She was teaching more stuff to do with performing skills as opposed to physical skills, which is kind of what I needed, really. I had the physical skills, but I wasn't a very good performer, I don't think. So I learned a lot
from
that period, from Kim and from everybody else, really, to be honest. And then after Calaf's Quest, I did a Dole Plus 10 scheme. So I ended up kind of being part of sort of working in No Fit State for the whole year throughout that whole Autogeddon project as well.
What kind of scheme, sorry?
A Dole Plus 10. It was kind of...
A Dole Plus 10?
Yeah, it was like one of those kind of...
Got an extra tenner.
Yeah, Margaret Thatcher schemes where you could actually get your Dole money plus 10 quid and you could earn money. And it was kind of, it was quite handy for both of us because I was out doing street theatre stuff and getting my own bookings, but I was also working for No Fit State and I wasn't getting hassled by the Dole.
All right.
It's bloody great.
The Dole.
Yeah.
Okay, Adela, how did you first come across No Fit State?
Similar to Andy, we'd just come back to Cardiff. We'd been travelling and saw an advert in Chapter wanting volunteers for a circus project, which we then later found out was Autogeddon. And then probably should hand over to Sean because he phoned Tom when we saw the advert.
Yeah, I was sort of saying earlier, I had this image of this bloke I was talking to in this sort of dark, sort of dusty office. And little did I know, my imagination wasn't as crazy and far off the truth. When it came to Tom's office, his office was a lot messier. But anyway, yeah, so I spoke to him and we came down to the warehouse, and at the time they were desperate for someone to create some scenery and backdrops. So, and that's what Della and I did, really. We were...
For Autogeddon,
and for other stuff after that, really.
But, that was your
but it started with Autogeddon, yeah.
Because you're Welsh, but you're not. What brought you to Cardiff originally?
So, we didn't have any money. I met Della in Liverpool, and we couldn't really go back to Liverpool because we were skint, and So we stayed at my mum's stepdad's place, just in Canton. And it just, yeah. And then we didn't leave Cardiff for about 6 years, which...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But altogether, we spent time with an amazing circus and project. We
other stuff around it.
We made loads of... Well, you painted an enormous flyover for the back wall of the warehouse.
I created
these huge portraits with car grill mouths and stuff.
Yeah, they were great.
The bar area, which later Riley came up with a really good idea because in our small flat we had nowhere to store them. So we put them on splot bread and they got pinched.
They went in no time.
They were there for a night, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
We suspected maybe Riley pinched them.
What happened to those then?
Yeah, no idea. I kept expecting to turn up to a party later in Cardiff and find them on someone's wall, but we never did find out what happened.
Yeah.
So that was quite a big point in the company's kind of history, wasn't it? They were jugglers, and then all of a sudden they got some recognition and got involved with the WNO.
Yeah.
Which was quite a big thing, really. Mm. So you were involved in the WNO thing. What did you do in that then?
I did fire juggling with Alf and a few other routine bits within there, yeah.
And where was that shown?
That was in the Star Centre over in Splot.
No. What, the Welsh National Opera in Star?
Yeah, it was in the gym. In big kind of sports space in there, yeah, it's quite good.
Because then it also went to Bristol. There was a variation that went to Bristol.
That's right, yeah, yeah. Which I kind of was quite involved in going over and doing a lot of the teaching in that project.
Yeah.
Which is quite interesting, you know, kind of what happened in Bristol after that, from what came out of that project, was things like Soap Bijou started up from there. Mm-hmm. You know, quite a lot of what are now established Bristol companies came out of that project.
So that was that's something I didn't know. Bijou came out.
Yeah. So they all came along as kind of volunteers to do the project and ended up moving on beyond there into their own companies. Which is, you know, so the legacy of No Fit State is quite incredible. Really. Mm. What's come out of it is different companies. That's how we got around. You know, I met Jamie doing Autogether.
Right.
And so that's, you know, we've been working together 19 years since then. So.
A lot of relationships were formed, I think, over Autogether.
Mm. Examples?
Well, that was obviously where we met everyone.
Yeah.
And we stayed working with No Fit State for about 5 years, didn't we?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. Five or six.
So what was special about Altageddon, apart from, you know, as well as the fact that it brought a lot of people together on one project, what do you think?
There was a lot of energy, wasn't there? Creative energy. And, you know, for us, we pretty much could do what we liked, in a sense. You know, we were asked to do something for the show, but it wasn't like, you know, we weren't told what to do for it. It was sort of just bring whatever you can, and I think that just
the brief was very loose, really.
Spark,
I think,
amazing
that ability
ideas
to bring then, whatever you wanted was pretty incredible.
And it bouncing off other people and
absolutely
meeting performers, you know, and bouncing ideas off, because we spend a lot of time just talking and drinking and all sorts of things.
Well, we lived in that warehouse.
About what we were doing, really.
Where was the warehouse?
Dumbles Road.
And it was pretty much, you just hung out there all the time, even if we weren't sort of doing anything specific. There was always people around doing something, or you could help out on something else. And the other thing for me, I think, was the scale of it. It was the first time I'd got to do anything really big, which was a fantastic opportunity.
And how many performers do you think there were in all together?
I was going to say 50.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
all the community group, that was really big,
when
wasn't
it?
All the traffic
when there was several community groups, wasn't there? Do you know what I mean? You had all the young dancers, and then you had all the circus a lot, and then you had, you know, the professionals, you know, who came and did the flying and the main characters. You know, and you had everybody who was involved in the making. It was just an enormous
amount. And those guys from Newport, the robots and cars and stuff, they were amazing. I've forgotten their names.
Because they were... So I ended up going to university because of Autogen as well, because I met Tom. He then introduced me to his head of department of the degree he was doing. And, and then next thing I know, I'm doing a degree. sort of after Autogen in a way.